It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the Seattle Kraken 4, the San Jose Sharks 2, in front of a crowd of 11,559 on Grateful Dead Night at SAP Center at San Jose. Time now for the Instant Replay to tell you how everything happened here at the Tank. Third meeting of the season between the Sharks and the Kraken. San Jose coming off the 4-0 victory against the St. Louis Blues, and Seattle coming off a 3-0 loss at the hands of the Dallas Stars. So goal scoring certainly has been a problem. In the first period, it wasn't a problem, however, for the Seattle Kraken. And one of the, I guess you could say, marquee matchups in some respects in this game were the two Michigan alumni that got together here in this contest. Thomas Bortolo for the Sharks and Matty Beniers of the Kraken. And it would be Beniers on the very first shift of the game that would strike first and put the Kraken in front. Oliver Bjorkstrand carries to center ice for Seattle and shoots one into the San Jose zone. Eli Tolvanen was bodied up there by Burrows, but he recovers the puck on the left wing boards. Now it's sent in front. Shot, score! Bjorkstrand sets up Matty Beniers, and that was a world-class one-time shot by Matty Beniers 29 seconds into the first period to make it 1-0 Seattle. What a brilliant play, finished off by Beniers' great shot, but Bjorkstrand and Eli Tolvanen got the assist, and so it was 1-0 Seattle Kraken. The rest of the period, a lot of chances for the Kraken. They outshot the Sharks for a while, 8-0 at one point, before the Sharks ended up outshooting them 11-10 in the first frame. And in those early minutes, it would be the goaltending of Mackenzie Blackwood that would once again rise to the top. Here's a breakaway by Jared McCann as an example. Inside the Kraken zone. Sharks can't keep it in. Burakovsky almost slipped by Addison. Now a lead pass. It's a breakaway for McCann. Moving in, shooting it. Great glove save by Mackenzie Blackwood. He stops him cold on the breakaway against the Kraken leading scorer, and play is called. What a great save that was. That kept the score 1-0 in favor of Seattle. Shortly after that, it looked as if the Kraken scored. Ty Karche knocking it into the net. And it looked like it also potentially could have been goaltender interference, but the Sharks' crack video coaching staff, led by Nick Cialdini and Cody Ward, saw something else, and it turned out to be a coach's challenge for offside. A successful challenge. No goal at 6:52 of the first, and so Karche was denied an opportunity. But Oliver Bjorkstrand would keep going. This guy has always played well against San Jose, and he would pick up his 20th goal of the season after the Kraken win a battle down low. A perfect pass from Eli Tolvanen, and suddenly at 11:26, it was 2-0. Beniers, Bjorkstrand, Tolvanen. This is the top line for Coach Dave Haxtell. They push it free. Dumoulin backskates, throws cross ice onto the stick of Riker Evans, spins away from Hoffman's check and backhands down low. Carpenter tried to get it, but Beniers got in there with speed. It's worked free, sent to Bjorkstrand, and he scores!
Shot.
What a shot up top from the right wing circle, beating Blackwood, but they crack an unbelievable down low, winning two battles down there, and a really nice pass back out to the slot to Oliver Bjorkstrand. What a job there, 2-0 Kraken, and this one will not be called back. Tolvanen got that first pass out to Bjorkstrand. He would get the only assist, but credit Beniers for getting in there physically to help the Kraken get the puck back. And that was Oliver Bjorkstrand's 20th goal of the season. Time of it, 11:26. Eli Tolvanen the assist, his second of the game, and it was 2-0 in favor of the Kraken. That was at 11:26, just about 3 minutes later, at the 14:19 mark. The Sharks went on the power play with Matty Beniers taking a tripping call. And the result, well, Mikael Granlund, William Eklund, and Fabian Zetterlin tossed it around. And here's what happened. Addison to Zetterlin from the right point takes the shot, blocked by the stick of Brandon Tanev. Taking it back, Eklund, though, moves away from traffic, throws behind the net to Granlund. Near side feed, Zetterlin shoots, score! there. Fabian Zetterlund, a gorgeous shot. Nice setup by Mikael Granlund. And Zetterlund gets his 21st goal of the year. It's a power play goal. It gets the Sharks back in the game. Seattle 2, San Jose 1. Nice goal by Zetterlund. His 21st of the season from Granlund and from Eklund. Mikael Granlund extending his point scoring streak to 5 straight games. He now has 2 goals and 4 assists in those 5 contests. And Fabian Zetterlund with a big goal, a nice shake of the fist on that one, as the Sharks got themselves back involved in the contest, and their energy level would be appreciably up for the remainder of the period. Problem is, the Krakens kept energetic too. The Kraken were energetic as well, and the Shane Wright would get his first goal of the season after being recalled earlier. Done with the puck, former St. Louis Blue tosses to the right. Here's Shane Wright, moves it to center, gets a tip back, could be a 2-on-1, throws it on the right. Here's Eberle moving in, Wright shoots, score! Shane Wright makes it 3-1 Kraken on a couple of quick plays by the two forwards. Eberle, a nice return feed when everybody thought he was going to shoot the puck, and the Kraken lead by 2 again. Boy, Jordan Eberle had a really strong game. That was Eberle's 700th career point with the assist on Wright's first goal of the year and only his second career goal. Jaden Schwartz also assisted on that at 17:06 of the first, and it was 3-1 Seattle at the end of one. The Sharks would outshoot the Kraken 9-8 in the second period, and they would get a goal on a shot by Marc-Edouard Vlasic that ended up getting tipped. Sharks put the pressure on now. Granlund, who started this whole play, skates behind the goal line with it. Sends it back to Addison, now to Zetterlund. Behind the back, pass Vlasic. The shot, score! Marc-Edouard Vlasic gets it through the goaltender Grubauer, and that makes the score of Seattle 3, the Sharks 2. It ended up getting tipped. That's why it got by Grubauer. Klim Kostin shaking his fist in triumph as he picked up his 7th of the season. Vlasic got the primary assist, and Fabian Zetterlund also assisted at 5:01 of the second period to make the score of the Sharks 3, I should say the Kraken 3, and the Sharks 2. Unfortunately, that was as close as it would get. In the third period, Seattle put on a pretty good road clinic, outshooting the Sharks 14-6. So the totals for the game were the Kraken 32 and the Sharks 26. Reason why they got so many shots on net is because they just controlled the play and had most of the possession. Every time the Sharks tried to gain the offensive zone, they were thwarted by the Seattle defense, and the quick countering Kraken had more opportunities in the other direction against Mackenzie Blackwood. Even with the Sharks trying to pull goaltender Blackwood late in the game, they were unable to do so because of the possession and zone time that the Kraken managed to put together. And when they finally did pull it, it was an extra attacker on, but unfortunately, that zone entry problem resulted in the Kraken stealing the puck and Jared McCann finally putting it in. Kostin feeds on the right, Zetterlund shoots in deep again. Kostin's chasing it, trying to get it, falling down in a collision. Cunnan worked it free, centered out in front. It's off the stick of Zetterlund. He gets it back. He shoots. It's blocked in front. 15 seconds to go. Cleared out. Empty net to our left. Fed forward by Schwartz. McCann stick handles. Poked at it. Score.
Now he goes, yeah.
Off the post. Came back to him and he scored. And so it is 4-2 Seattle. And for Jared McCann, that is his 28th goal of the season. And it goes into the empty net. Tough way for it to end at 19:52 of the third. McCann's 28th from Jaden Schwartz and Vince Dunn. How about Dunn coming back into the game, playing over 23 minutes after sitting out a total of 12 straight games because of an injury after that big hit by Pospisil of Calgary that knocked him out for that length of time. But he's a big part of the Kraken, and he showed it tonight. And he got the second assist on that last empty netter for Jared McCann. So the final score is the Kraken 4 and the Sharks 2. Seattle takes a 2-1 lead in this best-of-4 series that will conclude on April the 11th when the Sharks travel for the series' final meeting in Seattle. And that'll be the third-to-last road game of the season for the Sharks as they'll finish the season in Calgary and in Edmonton. San Jose drops back to 17-49-8. They've got 42 points. And the Kraken win for the 31st time this year. Dave Hackstall's team is 31-30-13. They have 75 points on the campaign. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.